It's more about the team and the results lately. We've had two wins and a draw. You look at it and people say we, for Saturday's game at Stevenage, it was a bit of a knotting game, but we were 1-0 up and they scored late on. It was a worldie, to be fair. Centre-half coming on, threw up top to try and cause a bit of bother, and he goes and puts one in the stanch. I don't think he'll do that again, but as you say, we've got 7 points from the last three games, which if you'd have asked us before the three games, we'd have took seven and snapped your hands off. But it's more about the team and the results and points on the board than me.
You're still going strong, just a couple of weeks off your 39th birthday, still playing the full 90 minutes. How do you do it?
Don't know. I look after myself away from football as well, obviously. I'm into my yoga now. I've took yoga up a few months back.
Ellison yoga?
Yeah, it's fitting a piece. I'm trying to calm down a bit. But I was saying to the lads, it's the first time I've got cramp on Saturday. I cramped up late on in the game when it went through. I cramped up two calves, which I say to the lads, I'm a bit embarrassed about that, to be honest. I've not had cramp for a long time, but as I say, yeah, I'm just hanging in there and long may it continue.
It is a great run, isn't it? 7 points out of nine, but that's going to be really tested at Luton, isn't it, on Saturday?
Yeah, definitely. As you say, 7 points out of nine is good for any team, any level. As you say, we're going to Luton on Saturday, which they've not been the greatest of late, so they'll be looking to put things right. And they've scored a few goals at home. They've recently got sevens and eights, haven't they, before Christmas, and they're tipped to go up and one of the bigger teams in this league. But we'll go there and we've got nothing to fear. Obviously, all the pressure's on them to win. They've not been doing well of great lately. So, Morecambe, no Morecambe. We always do well against the better teams and hopefully we can get some.
Is it a bit like Premiership teams playing Manchester City? That there's no point going there and sitting back because they'll get you in the end. You've got to go at a free-scoring team like Luton.
Yeah, I honestly believe that. I think, as you say, if you go there and sit back, it's only a matter of time. They're going to have chances. They've got two great strikers, good wide players. It's only a matter of time if you go there and sit back. Before, obviously, they're going to get a chance and there's likelihood they're still taking a chance and put it away. So go there and why not attack and play our game and let's enjoy it and see what's what.
With yourself in a great scoring form at the minute, there's lots of options up front, aren't there? And with young Callum Lang as well coming through, have you had a role to play in developing Callum?
Yeah, I think he's come on leaps and bounds. I think, as the gaffer said, he is in my car school. He comes up with me. He was quiet at first, but when you've seen he got 5 in 5, I think we come out of his shell a little bit and he excelled on the pitch as well as off it. He's quite comfortable around the place now. He's a bit shy at first, but a goal for either person, a striker or a defender, when you're coming to the new club, it does help you to settle. And as I say, the gaffer's got a few problems now. Obviously, myself, V, Tomo, Gerchi. It looks good for competition up top.